Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is January the 1st, 2022. Happy New Year. And with that said, I have two professors on. I have Jim Fetzer, Professor James Fetzer, and also I have Professor Joe on. And I tell you, folks, we were just speaking about the weather here in Kansas City. We're supposed to have about 10 inches of snow. It was almost 60 degrees yesterday, and it's zero outside on the wind chill. And we got a quarter inch, pushing a half inch of ice all over everything. And we got the first snow, the first taste of winter. We've had weird weather. Anyway, with that said, Jim Fetzer, how are you today, sir?
Stu, let me just pick up on that because I just did a special, the first in a series about global warming with Joe Folsom, who's an engineer qualified across the board, electrical, mechanical, civil, structural. And it turns out that you have to distinguish between the myth and the reality. It is real that there are changes in Earth temperature. It's been going on for 600 million years. We have records of changes in temperature, but there's no correlation between CO2. In other words, the whole green agenda, which is based on the claim that CO2 actually is warming Earth, is a myth. It's got nothing to do with reality. It turns out that CO2 actually has the function of cooling the Earth in multiple different respects. So when you establish that there's no correlation, you know, there cannot be a causal connection. But the graphs of the global warming in relation to CO2 are wildly, completely divergent. And unlike, say, the correlation between vaccination and autism, or the correlation between smoking and cancer, even when you have those correlations, we had big tobacco arguing that there was no causal connection between smoking and cancer. We have big pharma arguing that there's no connection between vaccines and autism. But the fact is that without a causal connection and the correlations in those cases are virtually perfect, there cannot be causation. That means there is no causation connecting global warming to increase or decrease CO2 in the atmosphere, which actually, by the way, is also indispensable to life on Earth. So we're being played. We're going through the great coronavirus pandemic scam. They're going to follow it up with a great climate warming scam. I see no end to this. But when you look at the science, it's just not there. I just put it up on my Jim Fetzer. It's uploading now. It should be available by the time we finish our conversation today.
Well, I know they're doing manipulation of the weather to the smacks with HAARP. We all know that. I think Dane Wigginton, I think geoengineering.com, I think he's got a lot up there on chemtrails and also on HAARP, et cetera. It's for real. And they are the ones doing it. These are the people running our governments and this crime syndicate worldwide. They're the ones behind us, and they're very evil. Now, Joe.
I agree with that 100%. But geoengineering, you know, manipulating the weather is totally different than climate change, where its advocates want to take out the gas and oil and coal industries in the United States. They want to reduce us to a green economy that would turn us into a third world country. They even want to run electric cars, which produce more, require more energy to charge the batteries than you save by using the vehicles. It's all completely absurd. Joe, your thoughts?
Pretty much about what you're saying, and that is they are using the geoengineering manipulation to accomplish their ends, which is, generally speaking, burn up the West, drown the East, that is here in the United States.
The storm that just hit us here in Kansas City is hitting us all day. Apparently a lot of it came from the moisture down there in Arizona. Did you get hit with a good sized storm, Joe?
Oh yeah, it's going to get very cold. That means that the Jenner stream is dipping way down, coming across Arizona, and then it'll work its way across going east.
So the whole United States is probably going to get hit with the storm. I mean, they had, by the way, 100-mile-an-hour winds yesterday in Boulder. I hear Boulder pretty much burned down, but that's okay because it's a satanic town anyway. There's so many witches and Satanists up there. I'm glad the place fried. Anyway, with that said...
Before we go off on witches and Satanists, I'd just like to add, I think that monster tornado that ripped through five states, unprecedented in its magnitude, appears to me to also have been geoengineered. So I completely agree on geoengineering. It's got some political motivation. Very, very nasty, but we have complete agreement about that.
Yeah, 100-mile-an-hour winds on Boulder yesterday. That's unbelievable. So, what do you want to talk about, Jim, in particular?
Well, let me give you several key stories, major developments. Biden didn't have another phone conversation. Biden, of course, is completely scripted. He's an absolute puppet. He's not a cognitively functioning human being. It's not even the real Joe Biden, and I've laid out the evidence in my top 10 stories for 2021, which you can also find on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. The very first, going from story number 10 to story number 1, the story number 10 was the fact that we got a fake president, he's in the fake Oval Office, this was a fake election. Everything about this administration is phony, but the problem is that while they wanted to have a complete puppet in order to promote the coronavirus and the vaccines and move depopulation forward, they also, I believe, want to provoke a war with Russia. Russia is eager to avoid, but look at the situation Putin finds himself in. With the dissolution of the Soviet Union back in 1991, they want, with a special ambassador designated by Ronald Reagan to negotiate with Mikhail Gorbachev, was involved in the solemn assurances given to the Soviet Union that with its dissolution, the Eastern European states that had formerly been satellites would be now independent nations, and that the West, the NATO, would make no encroachment, wouldn't militarize, wouldn't seek to turn into NATO nations. They've done, however, all of the above. Putin's very emphatic in why they have written guarantees, not merely verbal assurances, with regard to Ukraine. Ukraine, of course, historically has been a breadbasket of Russia, just as California has been a breadbasket of the United States. And it turns out that when Ukraine had a pro-Russian president, that Victoria Nuland and the Department of State undertook a coup there, spent $50 million of American dollars, taxpayer dollars, to bring about a coup to put in a pro-Western puppet. Putin's not going to take this anymore. He's drawn his red lines. This is indispensable to the security of the Russian state. Just think about if China wanted to put a series of missile batteries, for example, on the border with Mexico, we would find that intolerable. And the fact is that Biden is seeking to impose more sanctions if Russia does anything. It would be completely improper. And NATO is antiquated. It only remains as a political relic to harass enemies of the powers that be. It's all outrageous. Putin is in the right, the West is in the wrong, and Biden may just muddle us into a war that we don't want. We certainly ought to avoid. But remember, as Barack Obama observed, never underestimate Joe's ability to tap things up.
You want to comment on that, Joe?
No, not really, because I have another emphasis that I'm going to go with just in a few minutes. But continue on, Jim.
Well, I would turn to a different story, then, which is that the Ghislaine Maxwell case is tried. And it was pretty obvious from the beginning there was going to be a nasty effort to cover up, not tie in the high monkey locks, people like Bill Clinton and Chief Justice John Roberts and Alan Dershowitz and others whose names appear in the whole Leader Express and who appear to have involved in orgy island activities with underage girls, and maybe in some cases boys. There was an attribute to be sure of Clinton that had been out of his control. They sealed the courtroom, unlike the Congress now, where they had cameras in the courtroom, no cameras here. The records are being sealed, and they're making a massive effort for James Comey, the despicable director of the FBI who boggled up the Anthony Weiner laptop, just as his successor, Christopher Wray, boggled up the Hunter Biden laptop.
I call him cover-up meisters.
James Comey's daughter was the prosecutor in this case, which was a sure guarantee that it was going to be bottled up. If you go back and trace the history, we have a judge order Jeffrey Epstein accuser to destroy her files. I mean, that's simply unprecedented. They had a couple of girls testify, yes, with the most important Virginia Roberts, who even had sex with Prince Andrew. As she has reported many times, was not called to testify. So I think this was a whitewash. It was unsurprising it would occur, but there it is, right in front of God and everybody.
I think you're absolutely correct, Jim. I think this entire trial of Ghislaine was a whitewash, and it was a control. It was a trial to control the expanding the whistleblowers and they did a good job.
They were a good job. Yes, the cover up. It was well done. I agree.
Well, we have to remember who was Epstein really working for, Jim. From what I've heard from CIA people, it was the Mossad, and it was for the purpose of blackmailing public officials and other people. So.
Oh, I agree completely. Yeah, it was a Mossad op, and he had cameras and recording equipment on you and video all over Orgy Island. So, you know, there's some stuff coming out now where you see him having, you know, torturing or tormenting a young girl, beautiful, who's really tied down in a very sexually explicit fashion. There's a lot out there about this. It's as disgusting as it gets. Although there are photographs of Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, I do not believe Trump was involved in these activities. Trump was a famous celebrity, very popular in New York, women were throwing themselves at him. But I think he took, in my opinion, he had a moral aversion that it might have understood him in sneaky place behind the scenes. It looks as though he had been making an effort or did while he was president. And, to get rid of all his child entrapment, enslavement, and sexual abuse, including various underground facilities in the, you know, across the nation, but including even in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. He did do a lot to break up because he broke up a big operation that was running out of Arizona, as I recall, Joe.
Well, if you want, in my opinion, if you want to get to the bottom and create a rational overview of what the Epstein thing is about, go to Whitney Webb's three-part series on the Mega Group, and it explains a wider picture. And this is what the Epstein was one of the, in my opinion, was one of the lower level guys. He was doing the bidding, and the top guy for the contact of it all was, of course, Robert Maxwell. And so I think that what this is, it's a cover-up right now, the trial, to keep intact that higher level of where you get into these mega guys. Like, a good example is, what is the connection between, if I can remember this guy named Nabi? He appeared on an independent show in which he revealed certain, a very, very well-known movie star and appeared in many pictures who had made an offer to a friend of his father for her, for his right to have her, and he paid $10,000 for it. Well, Nabi ended up dead. He was thrown off a bridge in northern Arizona, just last year. So there's this higher level, and I think the Ghislaine trial was a means to make sure that that level of the higher through the higher trafficking that goes on, it was kept intact. And so I think that's my opinion on gasoline and the Epstein trial.
Now, Whitney Webb that wrote this series, No Relationship, but has a site called UnlimitedHangout.com, folks. UnlimitedHangout.com. And she, in my opinion, is an award-winning journalist. She's good at what she does. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, no, I think we all admire what Whitney Webb has been doing. And this Joaquin Agopian has published a whole series about pedophilia in the United States. And he thinks it's absolutely sensational. Very much that he acknowledges that it was I who suggested he get everything, his research, into the form of books. He didn't publish them with me, with Moon Rock Books, which I've been hoping, but I'm just so glad it's out there. And it's very sad to say, if we haven't taken note already, the Robert David Steele, who is a great patron in promoting Agopian's work, was taken out by means of a COVID thing, where he went to a hospital with ivermectin, insisted he'd be given ivermectin and not put on a ventilator. They sedated him, put him on a ventilator, would not give him ivermectin, and killed him. And this is happening a lot. But Robert David Steele was a particularly formidable force out here for good, in my opinion, and I'm very, very upset, very disappointed, angry, furious at what happened to him.
Well, there's several people that they've targeted over this past year. Of course, me being one of them, with a troll, getting me falsely arrested. Oh, he's got a gun. He's pointing a gun at me. Look at my website, folks. I sued him. Anyway, it'll be modified suit shortly. But now I'm being hit. Jim, I think I told you about this. I've been tested for radiation, and we have the results back, but it looks like I've got radiation poisoning, folks, from a smart meter they stuck in these four plexus over here where I'm living about a year ago. Yep, less than a year ago, back in February, and I was going to have them take it out. I called them. They said they wanted $150 plus $50 a month extra for taking the meter out. Well, the Missouri law reads different than that. It says that you can opt out of smart meter technology and monitoring. And monitoring, folks, it's a monitoring device that they use in the smart meter technology. And it says U.S. government, military, federal government, state governments, county or city municipalities, etc., police departments can use this as technology to monitor you. And they can use it against you in a court of law if you say something in your own home that you're being recorded through a smart meter. But I've got radiation poisoning, and I have to shut my switches off inside my unit at night, leave the refrigerator on, and I plug in a little heater that's been keeping me warm. The next morning, instead of scaly hands and cracked hands, I got smooth skin, and the deep cuts are almost healed. I sit here and burn, and my skin falls off my legs. And I've been trying to figure out what the hell the problem was for the past 3 to 4 months that I've been suffering under. And it's their smart meter technology. It's where they can target you as an individual. Now, I recorded Super Spook Otis Johnson one time in 2013 because of a hit on me. He was the one, along with two of his buddies, who was financing Jesse Ventura and his program at the time. He said, "Stu, it's a playbook off your website." He had more popularity being an ex-governor, is one of the reasons they financed him to do that show and get the information out. But he told me in 2013, if you go to my breaking news column, it says Spies Are Us, Super Spook Otis Johnson. Take a listen to the conversation, folks. He's talking about going back out there to Bluffdale, Utah, the secret underground base of our government. That's all this interconnected stuff. He was going back out there. He said, "I'll give you more information when I get back." But he talked about it's so sophisticated, they're going to have chips in toasters, he said. In toasters. Now, they can monitor you, folks.
You're right on all that. It's just incredible, grotesque, what's taking place here. This total surveillance society, complete control, manipulation, even affecting our health and bringing about our death. It's just unreal. All it is not. This could have happened in the United States of America and where we stand now in 2022.
Yeah, we got a problem here coming at us. I know that. I know that they've seen the super collider over in Switzerland in CERN, and this came from Otis and one of his buddies even, that sometime between 2022 and 2025, we're going to be hit the planet with two stars, folks. Two stars come in here so fast they can't get their saucers out there and put little mini rockets on them and divert them between here and the moon. They can't do it. They saw them hit us, bam, then a second one, bam, out of nowhere. Now, Otis also told me there was going to be a planet six times the size of the Earth comes in here. It's a big fireball and it hits planet Earth. And he says, I said, well, when's this going to happen? He says, sometime between 2022 and 2025. And I said, do you think it's going to be the latter side? And he says, yes. Does that happen?
You know, I got to tell you, I have a certain skepticism about all these apocalyptic scenarios of stars and meteorites and all that stuff. The space astronomy is such a thoroughly explored area. They know so much about it. I would like you to send me some sources about this so I can take a closer look. But in the meanwhile, Stu, we have the Supreme Court addressing the Biden vaccine mandates with a special session move not seen in decades. On January 7th, that's this coming week, the Supreme Court will listen to all arguments in cases brought against Biden's COVID vaccine rules for large employers and healthcare workers. They'll take place in a special session that day where the judges will decide whether they should be implemented or not. This is a major issue here. The conflict would be over an emergency occupational safety and health administration rule that demands those who employ over 100 workers must get their employees vaccinated or take tests frequently. The Multiple Business Organization and Republican State contend OSHA overstepped its authority that they do not have the legal right to do it. The government even does not appear to have the legal right to do it. I believe that if our court adheres to the Constitution, the mandates will be defeated outright. It will be a good thing because there is no, OSHA has no entitlement or authority to move. The Biden administration has no constitutional basis for it. It's all fabricated, phony, and fake. And part of the fact that we don't actually have a president. We got a guy who's implementing what appear to me to be Rothschild banking empire policies and principles because they want to bring about this massive depopulation worldwide, ultimately reducing the world's population from 8 million to only 500 million. And with the default projection that in the United States we're going to drop from 330 million in 2020 to only 65 million in 2025, appears to be moving forward. Which is why we're getting all these massive, every day in the newspaper, there must be huge stories on the vax and the coronavirus, the pandemic. Five pages every single day, huge stories. It's just ridiculous. So I think it's because we're now entering a period where a lot of those who got the vax are going to be dropping dead. And of course, the CDC has very cleverly insulated itself by declaring you're still unvaccinated until you, 2 weeks after you took the vax. So you have the vax. They know the vast majority of deaths occur within 2 weeks. So they claim that you're still unvaccinated, even though you've been vaccinated for the 2 weeks, to create a buffer zone so they can claim that all the people who are dropping dead were the unvaccinated. It is disgusting beyond words.
Now, Joe, you got some numbers on the amount that are dead here in the United States alone, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, I'll start out with a little story. A good friend of mine passed away from COPD. And I didn't know it at the time, and this was like maybe about a month ago. He was married to Dr. Judy Medlevitz. And for those of you that don't know who Dr. Judy Medlevitz is, she is a big whistleblower. She is a top world neurologist over at CDC, and she worked for CDC for 28 years, became a whistleblower, and was the main spokesperson against Fauci and his cabal, and she is the one that began to explain that the COVID-19 virus is word in itself is really five words of scientific terms. It is really all it is that's going around is a flu, and the vaccine is not a vaccine. It is a means by which your DNA is going to be manipulated in a way it will cause your immune system to overreact with spike proteins. These spike proteins will go after different parts of your bodily organs, and you bleed and die. Well, the payback happened to Dr. Michalowicz. Her husband, a good friend of mine for 20 years, came down, he had COPD, and in California, you get the Santa Anas. And these Santa Anas put particulates in the air. So David began to have a reaction to it. So she took him to the local hospital. Now, David was, for many, many years, the personnel director of the health service agency for the county hospital in Ventura County. And because they were not vaccinated, they were not allowed to enter the hospital. Well, Dr. Michalowicz was able to make some phone calls. They admitted David, but would not admit her. So what she did was to make, in my opinion, make some phone calls. They finally admitted it to her, admitted her into the hospital. She got there just in time, stopped them from giving remdesivine, which would have killed David right away. And so she was able to stop that. However, the payback came, and I can guarantee that Dirty Rat Hospital made the call to Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci said, don't let her enter. Well, I think then the payback came. David, because he had COPD, needed his meds, and they denied his meds, and so they watched him die. So in other words, Fauci is a murderer. That's it.
They killed him.
They murdered
him. Well, he's not just a murderer. He's the greatest mass murderer in history. He's going to go down that way. There's no doubt about it. And this is all completely outrageous. You were talking specifically about Robert Davis Steele?
No. No. My friend.
You're talking about your friend.
My close friend, he just has a sense. So I'm not going to reveal his first name, his last. But David and I were close friends, good coffee buddies for many years, 20 years when I was living in Ventura. And I did not know that he was married to Dr. Judy Michalowicz. And so I watched her posting of her own to David. But I can tell you I have a personal friend with David, and I declare and I can concur. They murdered him by denying his COP meds.
This must have driven Judy up the wall because she's so knowledgeable. She's one of the great truth speakers about this area. It must have been just unbelievably excruciating for her to go through this.
Oh, absolutely. I watched her video, and it was just heart-wrenching to watch her tell the story of what they did to David. And Fauci is going to pay for this, and all of those people at the hospital who were such cowards to deny David his meds, and then he dies. And they had to stand there. Dr. Judy had to stand there and watch her husband die.
Just grotesque.
What kind of people are these? I'll tell you what they are. They're psychopaths.
They are.
They have no conscience. And she stood there and watched David die. And his whole family watched him die.
Now, Joel, there's a lot of people who have left the medical profession. I mean, there's tons of them. Have lost, they've left the driving ambulances, nurses, doctors, I mean, cops. The numbers are astounding. And I've heard some of these numbers. And these are the people that refuse to take the shot, refuse to take the vaccination. And they're saying, you're required. If you're going to work in this hospital, you are required to take it. No, they're not, because they quit. Now, what kind of numbers are you hearing on this?
I'm hearing that the death, the people, that I heard it on the radio right here in Phoenix, the announcement came out, please try not to use the emergency rooms and the intensive care units because we are overflowing with COVID problems. And what they're lying about, is that the people that are in the hospital are the ones that took the vaccine and they are having the breakdown of their system. And the death rate now is probably up to 2 million.
Now, these are people, many of them that are in the hospital now and have been dying of COVID in the hospital, supposedly COVID, in the hospitals over the past couple months. Most of them got the vaccinations between about January and March of last year.
Let me correct you something. This is a very important point. Try not to use the word COVID. They did not die of the COVID. They died from, not the vaccine, they died from the kill shot, of the elements that are in that kill shot, which manipulates your DNA.
There you go.
And your immune system overproduces spike proteins, and the spike proteins overwhelm your system.
That's right.
Jim, you want to add anything?
So the entire issue is,
most people listening to this show, they probably haven't taken the vaccination.
Oh yeah, and I have friends that did that, and their bodily weight is going way down, and I don't think they're going to be here for another year. And that's why I say, when I read, the head of the World Health Organization has now said 70% of the world's population will have been vaccinated by this summer. This is the
great one. That's probably getting rid of 70% of the world's population.
You got two-thirds of mankind.
Like 5.5 billion out of 8 billion.
Two-thirds of the population wiped, all because of a so-called virus that was man-made, whatever.
No, it's a vaccine. It's not the virus.
Yeah, I know.
And remember, also repeatedly emphasizing there doesn't actually appear to be a SARS-CoV-2 virus. That appears to be a construct. They made it out of a computer model, and everyone just bought it. And it's a vaccine. This isn't technically a medicine, and therefore should not be qualified as a vaccine. It's an injection in the form of gene therapy. It actually alters your DNA, which is stunning, absolutely stunning. And even the inventor of the mRNA vaccines has emphasized, don't give this to your children. He's opposed to it being used on the scale it's being used today in warning of the dangers.
Unbelievable. What other subjects do you want to talk about, Jim?
Well, I got one last for a finale. A new poll shows big sign for a Republican sweep in 2022. This is from the Zogby, which has been a left-wing. Independent voters for Republicans retake control of the House and the Senate. There's an overwhelming 18-point margin between those who prefer GOP versus those who prefer Democrat. Of those who describe themselves as independent, 45% said they want Republicans to regain control. Only 27% want Democrats to remain, leaving 28% aren't sure, but I think that they're going to split in a similar way in favor of the Republicans. There's a generic ballot about congressional seats found Republicans held the preference with an advantage of 46 to 43, but actually or other polls showing an overwhelming Republican advantage going in. And I think it's going to be a wipeout, which raises the following question. If the Democrats see what the pollsters are telling them, and I think they are scared shitless, what are they going to do about it? I do believe they want to provoke a war with Russia on the ground that historically the American people have rallied to the defense of an administration at war. But given the bungled withdrawal from Afghanistan and the incompetence shown by this administration, generally, frankly, I think if there's another war, it will be viewed as more proof of Biden's incompetence, and the sooner we get these people out, the better. So that's not going to work. I do believe they'll try to steal the election again, but there's been so much concern over the past that many of the techniques they used in the past, and there were a horrendous variety of them, will not be things they can be counted on this time. So I'm very concerned what they're going to do. They may try to impose some kind of martial law. And by the way, for those who remain unbacked by declaring us domestic terrorists, and let me say, if Lloyd Austin is running the Department of Defense, whom I regard as utterly unqualified, he seems to be a monster to me, is forcing out a lot of our military who refuse to be vaxxed. I believe part of the reason for the border surge is that many of these coming in are young, healthy men, 17 to 25 years old, who will be conscripted for the military promissories and then used against the American people. I think they thought this through very cleverly, and that is in the offing.
Well, you're an ex-Marine, and I'm an ex-Marine, and then when it comes to they turn on us, that's when we have to take care of business, folks, period. We have to defend our livelihood.
Well, it's easier said than done, Stu. I'm just very worried that this is the plan. Joel?
I believe that they don't have to have their wars. They don't have to be a war between Russia and Ukraine or whatever. All they have to do is just sit back, continue with their propaganda, and 70% of the world's population will be gone by 2025.
We got some problems. I've never, 38 years I've been at this year, Jim, as a whistleblower. 38 years. And believe me, I've never seen anything like this. I thought I saw it all in the past 38 years. It's like all the... they're just bent on the destruction of mankind.
Yes. They're not satisfied with only 99% of the world's wealth. They want all 100%, Joel. That's what's driving this. Well, greed and power and self-indulgence and narcissism. This is just grotesque beyond words.
All I'm telling folks to do, and we'll conclude the show, I think, on this one, I think, listen to what Klaus Schwab says from the World Economic Forum, because that's the new loudspeaker about what they're going to do to us.
Now, Donald Trump has created what's called TMTGCorp.com. Write it down, folks. Trump Media Technology Group Corp.com. He went public with it. Now, Devin Nunes resigned from the United States Congress back on December the 6th, I believe it was, of California. He's one of the good congressmen we had, like Jim Jordan and others, that were the ones that were drilling and proving Comey, McCabe, Strzok, all liars, during those hearings on the so-called dossier that they created, that Hildebeest created, Hillary Clinton. But Trump Media Technology Group.com, Corp.com, we'll be having Devin Nunes aboard as of Monday, folks. So I'm not sure where they're going with this, whether it's going to be TV or what, but you might go to TMTGCorp.com and get your email signed up, because they're going to be notifying everybody when they're open for business. I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens.
So it's always great to do these shows with you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Professor Jim Fetzer, and give out your website, Jim.
JamesFetzer.org, and there's a lot of good stuff there. Believe me, you want to check it out. I'm just putting up who owns the big Pharma and Big Media You'll Never Guess by Dr. Joseph Mercola, who's another of the great truth tellers, along with Judy Mikovits, and it's just tragic to hear the story of the loss of her husband. That was very moving.
Yeah, I hear that. Now, Joe, do you have any last comments?
No, that's about it. Just don't take the shot.
You got it. Well, I want to thank you again, Professor Jim Fetzer and Professor Joe both. It's always good to have you both aboard. With that said, folks, have a good day.